We're 60 seconds from your shot caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. But first, there's another debate raging on the internet right now. And a survey asked people, would you rather live a long life but struggle?
Okay.
Or live a shorter, more comfortable life?
Ooh, that shorter one sounds pretty good right now, I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
Which one would each of you choose?
How short are we talking? I mean, do I get 30 years in? Do I get 60?
That's a good
trail. You know, it's
That's
really hard to know.
I would say 30 max.
30 max?
Ooh.
Dang.
But
I mean,
you, like,
I wish it could
rich?
Be. That's the thing. I wish it could be like from age 10 to 40. Then I would pick it. And
you
just
know,
skip the first 10 years because you don't really remember everything
I
from then
I'm
anyway.
I think I'm choosing long and happy because when you're broke...
No, like, it's not long and happy.
It's long
and struggle.
Miserable.
Okay, long and struggle. When I'm struggling my whole life, you're used to it. You get used to it. You know what it's like. Okay, I got top ramen today. Like, it's not a big deal. And you can make people happy for longer. And
but there is no happiness in it, you know. It's
well,
just total suffering
happy.
And pain.
I was happy when I was broke.
Okay, this was a total bust.
I choose long
yeah.
and struggle.
All right. Yeah. Well, most people chose the short, comfortable life.
It's
no,
interesting
no surprise.
That people wouldn't choose long and happy because that's
yeah,
what
I know.
Jose chose.
I know. How is that not an option on
I
here?
I don't understand why you guys don't get my point here.
We understand your point.
Yes.
You don't understand the question.
No yeah. You'd be happy if you
had
no money
okay.
and a lot of money.
35% picked the short, comfortable life. 32 picked the long,
what
tough
idiots?
Life.
Why what did they choose long and tough?
Okay,
get
relax,
Jose.
Just
yeah.
relax.
Wait, what are the other people pick?
They copped out and said, I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
That's where I'm at.
Exactly. I mean, it's a tough decision.
It is hard.
I mean, some people here would think that I've had a comfortable life so far, you know, with private school and university and working in radio and everything.
I think that that's the definition of it, yeah.
But I think I'd switch it up and choose long, hard life, too.
Oh,
okay, why would you pick long, hard?
Idiot.
Because my one goal on this earth is to live long enough to see Jose get married.
Oh.
I don't know when that's going to be. I just know I need to choose long life, suffer through all the toughness just to see Jose walk down that aisle someday.
You'd be walking down that aisle and you'd be like, this was not worth it.
Yes.
This was not worth, wow, okay.
Well, text into 78592. Tell us, which one would you choose? Would you choose a long life that's
yes.
full of struggle, no happiness?
Come to my wedding.
All right, let's just get to it.
Uh-huh.
It's time for your shock caller question of the day. We have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out to figure out who gets asked a trivia question. If you get it wrong, you get punished by being shocked while singing a song. So text into 78592 and also tell us what song you want to hear. I'm drawing a name out because I had the shock caller last, and I got Jose, it's a bouncing baby burrito, Bolaños. So Jose is going to put on the shock caller while he does that. Digital Jake, please read us the shock caller question of the day.
During the First World War, the English language changed faster than almost any other time in history.
Huh.
With the combination of newly named weapons, military tactics, and soldiers with different social backgrounds, the war produced a huge amount of military slang. Many of those same phrases are still around today, and one of them is basket case. We know that as a reference to a person who is useless or unable to cope, but that's not what it meant back then. How did the term basket case come about during World War I?
Wow, that's interesting.
God, I mean, my first thought for you is just that it was a soldier that went crazy, you know, stuck down in the trenches.
Yeah,
but what did that have
AWOL?
To do with bat? No, that's when you leave and you you don't come back.
But, like, maybe there's something, there was an actual basket.
Right, it has to be something more literal.
And there was something in it, like a grenade. And it was like a training where it's like,
you
gotta get the grenade out of the basket.
It's a really sweet image of, like, a picnic grenade
yeah.
is what I'm seeing.
Then you open it, it's like, it's a live grenade!
Yeah.
Uh-huh. This is crazy! Just and now you say crazy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
that
yes.
is. Going with that.
I think go with that.
Yeah,
I like that
that's
idea.
Solid.
Yeah, just.
I mean, my first thought with all the new technology that was coming out with World War I, one of the biggest technological innovations is the tank. And so, if you're stuck inside of a tank for an entire battle, I feel like the people inside of that would go crazy.
Go crazy.
It's kind of like a little basket inside the tank.
That's actually
maybe.
Pretty. Not bad.
What if it's something opposite where they couldn't use the technology, right? And they're like, this calls for a basket case. And they had like a dove deliver a basket somewhere because they weren't able to get something across
is good.
The lines. Do
this
you know
is,
what I mean?
Oh, yes.
Did
okay.
Use-
Let's
note?
Get the question one more time.
Yeah.
The First World War spawned a bunch of military slang in the early 20th century. And one of those words, basket case. We know that as a reference to a person who is useless or unable to cope, but that's not what it really meant back then. How did the term basket case come about during World War One?
You know who knows a lot about World War One is our social media coordinator, Alexis. Yeah, Alexis, you're an expert.
I've had so much to say over here. Yeah, so I'm holding it in.
Tell us what you think basket case comes from.
Specifically when Jake said the word useless stuck out to me. Baskets, useless people, I don't know. That's my thought.
So baskets are useless.
You know, the wars can all blend with me, but they're all very important. They're all very important. Brooke, did you have any other ideas?
No, I like your train of thought. Keep going with that. You're on to something.
Well, I also think that the word useless also stuck out to me, too.
Not necessarily like crazy, because we're all thinking crazy. And I'm like, maybe it just had to do something with, like,
maybe all the baskets in World War II had holes in the bottom, and they were all useless.
Why do we keep using these darn things?
This is holding nothing. What a useless basket case.
We need an answer here.
Your basket case.
I'm sorry, this is
Why
a tough one.
Crazy now.
What about the tank one Jeff said?
Okay.
I'll just go with Alexis's answer. Like, all the wars blend together.
Alexis says, go with Jeff. I'm going to go with Alexis, who's going with Jeff.
Okay.
And I'm going to say, stuck in a tank for an entire battle, make people go crazy.
I asked you to tell me about the origins of the term basket case, and it actually has a much more gruesome backstory than you once thought.
Jake, come on.
Turns out a basket case was a soldier who had been so badly injured that they had to be carried from the battlefield in a wheelbarrow or a basket, usually with the implication that they had lost multiple limbs. And we're therefore useless.
This is
and
now sick. We're
kind of mean,
really
huh?
Sad.
That is
War's
sick.
War's pretty mean. Yeah.
That is so dark.
I said useless. I basically
you know what?
Knew it.
Alexis was closest.
Yes!
She was. She is our expert.
All right. Well,
wow.
I'm not calling anyone a basket case anymore.
It's really rude, right?
Yeah.
Kind of mean. Sad. Little ableist.
It makes me really sad.
We didn't get that right, so somebody wanted to hear you sing Closer by the Chainsmokers.
So baby, pull me closer in the backseat of your Rover that I know you can afford. Bite that tattoo on your shoulder!
That was good, Jose.
It's a very mellow
version.
Yeah. I'm excited to get to the boulder part.
That's your shot caller question of the day. Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.